Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In our walk with God, we can walk with the Lord and have our relationship. And so many times that relationship involves us to, you know, we're God-centered, we're focused on the Lord, we're meditating on the scriptures and thinking about God's goodness, that sometimes we don't think about the enemy's plans and strategies that he likes to wage against those that love Jesus, those that are believers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't become enemy-centered, you become Christ-centered.
Right.
However, you do get some lumps that you, oh yeah, there is an enemy. There is an enemy.
Mm-hmm. You get wounded.
And yeah, you get hit here and there. But you know that the enemy has plans. He has plans and he's formulating strategies. He's formulating weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
To come against you. And the Bible instructs us not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. And to be foolish for us to forget for one moment that if you're advancing the kingdom of God, the devil will try to do every single thing possible to oppose you in that advancement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it's all about. He wants to oppose you and stop you. And it's a spiritual battle, and he has created and formed weaponry just against you, mm-hmm. believe it or not. There's a scripture in Isaiah 54:17 that many people quote, but it says that no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. When you think about the word forge, it's an interesting word,
mm-hmm.
because it involves, creating, making, but it also involves forming by heating and hammering and beating into shape. You know, you're forging something. You're creating something, and it's weaponry. It's something that's created with a concentrated effort. And believe it or not, the enemy is creating, formulating, designing weaponry to attack you in your walk, to attack you and to slow you down in forward advancement. Well, some may say, well, I don't feel no attacks. Well, maybe you're not advancing the kingdom. You know, if you're advancing the kingdom, you don't attack those that are not moving forward, right? You attack the guy who has the ball or the girl who has the ball. You get that person, right?
Yeah.
But believe it or not, at some point in your walk, you're going to get attacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's just what the enemy does. And the scripture is true that, listen, greater is he that's in you, that's in me, than he that's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if God be for you, who can be against you? Yes, the blood of Jesus is powerful, a defense and offense. And the scripture we just said that no weapon forged against you, will prevail. Mm-hmm. This is true, but there is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, prevailing means that eventually we'll win, we'll prevail. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're not going to get hit by one. Doesn't mean that one's not going to come against you. It means that ultimately, at the end, this weaponry will not prevail, will win. And we just cannot be naive in terms of what or who the devil will try to use to come against you.
Yeah.
And basically anyone who surrenders their mouth to the enemy can be used at any time. I mean, listen, he said every tongue that, and you'll be able to refute every tongue that accuses you. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how many folks can be used of and by the enemy. I mean, when you think about Peter, I mean, Peter was a disciple that walked with Jesus. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Hello, in the flesh, was with Jesus, around Jesus.
Yeah.
Learned from Jesus, ministered with Jesus. He was with Jesus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew 16:23, this is Jesus' direct words to Peter when Peter suggested that he not go to Jerusalem. I mean, Peter thought that he was doing the right thing. Peter right. thought that he was...
doing Jesus a favor.
Doing yeah. Jesus a favor.
yeah. Helping him out.
I mean, how? I mean, that alone should help us out with, I mean, humility and offering opinions. And it's like, oh, you got an opinion? I mean, listen, here's a clue. In times of great stress, in times of you need the Lord, you need prayer, it's just time sometimes that we just hold our opinions and just pray about a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't see it that maybe that is a form of pride, always kind of introducing an opinion or a strategy. Or mm-hmm. we need to hold back sometimes and just pray.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not the time to offer an opinion because you want to know that your opinion is something that maybe God is putting on you know, in your heart. Maybe it's not just an opinion. Maybe God's giving you a direction to share.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to say the first thing that comes to your mind in an attempt to try to fix something.
Yeah, especially when it's not asked for.
Oh.
You think about it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because Jesus asked them, who do you say that I am? Who do you say I am?
That's right.
And then the unction of the Holy Spirit, then Peter gave his answer.
Right.
Well, the second time around, Peter just thought he knew something, and so he was just going to give it his opinion.
I know something.
Totally out of his head.
I've been hanging with Jesus, you know what I'm saying? This stuff is rubbing off.
Right.
And you can't be out of your head. This is what Jesus said. He said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say get behind me, Peter.
Right.
He said, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. Another version says, you are a trap.
Mm.
You do not have in mind the things of God, but instead, my word there, the things of men. I mean, Peter, for that split second was used. And that mm-hmm. split second yeah. of him verbalized something that wasn't asked of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought he had a good idea,
yeah,
was absolutely used. And I want to encourage you, in times like that, that's a dangerous thing. Because, I mean, in one version, Jesus says, you almost tempted me.
Yeah.
Not to do the will of the Father. You almost tempted me.
Think about that.
It's huge.
This is Jesus.
Jesus
said, you almost tempted me. Almost.
Think about that.
Which means there was a possibility.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. What? you could have altered it. But this is how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many people don't realize that by giving an opinion or just saying something or just opening their mouth, that they could literally alter the direction of what God is wanting to do because they've been taken captive.
Mm-hmm. That's a scary thought.
Very scary. One scripture in the Bible says that they've been taken captive to do the enemy's will. And listen, if someone is not... Listen, Peter was walking with God. You can imagine those that are not walking with God. I mean, they're just open any moment to just be used.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't want to be, you want to be aware that, listen, the enemy will use anyone that has an open door. Knowing that, having a consciousness, having an awareness of that, you want to be sure that you are not just speaking off the top of your head, off of your mind, but that when you do speak and you do share, that you're listening for what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was great wisdom, Pat. Wait to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or asked, do you mind if I share?
Right.
You know, and if they do, obviously respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter just stepped on out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about weaponry. We're talking about plans of the enemy, of the devil, schemes and strategies to stop forward advancement in the kingdom. Think about that. The enemy knows how to try our humanity and use it against us so that we're carnally minded instead of being, what, heavenly minded, godly
mm-hmm.
minded. He'll use it.
That's right.
He'll use it if you surrender it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and words are powerful. You're loosing things, right? The power of life and death is in the tongue.
That's right.
And if you don't have a regulator over that, your mouth, your words. One of the scriptures say, keep watch over the door of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Keep watch. Implying like put a security guard out front. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing out. Don't let nothing out. Peter was attacked in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
No telling what else he was thinking about. and what he thought was best. Once Jesus said that, he was like, oh,
yeah,
say
he was
no
probably embarrassed opening his mouth. Like, yeah,
I won't say no more. I had some other plans, but this one got shot down. And the thing we've been talking here in the last few days on VFN Radio about offense and about John Bevere's book, The Bait of Satan, and then just think about, you know, then again, what would happen if Peter would have got offended by those words?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when you're moving in pride, you're blinded to the reality of how the enemy can use you. And then if you're corrected or called out like he was called out on that, like, listen, you know, if we're paraphrasing, he's saying, dude, what are you doing? This is like the greatest trial right here. You know, for such a time as this, and you're what?
Mm.
You're leaking all kinds of stuff. Like, shh.
Mm.
Shh. Don't say nothing. I'm not saying nothing. I'm praying. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Careful when you're giving opinions, and people are just praying about situations, but you're giving opinions about situations. People are praying about it because they're trying to get the heart of God. They're trying to listen for wisdom and direction and guidance. And not for the opinions of men, because men have opinions now.
Mm, yeah.
Men have opinions.
All day long.
But what you want to hear is God's voice. You want to hear his direction. And you don't want to be one that is part of Satan's strategy and plan to hinder, oppose, stop, or literally take out what God's trying to do. Peter was totally attacked. Totally attacked. And Jesus clearly told him, in English, you have the things of man, not the things of God on your mind.
Mm.
And the things of man are always about self, pride, self-preservation, kingdom preservation. How is this going to look? Fear of man. It has nothing to do with God. And if all that's filtering through someone's mind is all of those things, it's all going to be about man-centered and not, you can't think with pure motives. You can't think with heavenly perspective. You can't think with what's, you know, what is God trying to do if you're not even bringing up God, if your mind is not set on the things of God, but if your mind is set on the carnal nature, then that's what you're going to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm, right.
Listen, this is not an hour for good ideas. This is not an hour for that. This is an hour for God direction, not good ideas.
Right.
Because good ideas that are not God's ideas is a bad idea.
Exactly.
And you need God's perspective. God's perspective. And it's important for us to have the bigger picture. And oftentimes we can be used because you have such a narrow understanding of what's happening, you're focusing on a small glimpse of the bigger picture. But there's a big thing that God's trying to do. It's always big. And he may want us to be a part of it, and he may not. That's okay, because, you know, he's God. He can do whatever he wants to do. And Ephesians 6 tells us, he says, finally, brothers, verse 10, be strong in the Lord. It's really important, not strong in our flesh or in our mind or in our intellect, but be strong in the Lord. People are always trying to build up their strength. In fact, Proverbs 18 talks about, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it an unscalable wall.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Oftentimes, people that are wealthy, we can define wealth here for a minute. We're not talking about, you know, Bill Gates wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really wealthy? The wealth of the rich is a fortified city. It's like a fortified city. They imagine it on scalable walls. That means that their wealth, they depend on it as a form of security, as a form of defense. God's not looking for our wealth to be a place of security to protect us. He's looking for, to him, you know, he's our fortified city.
Right.
And the wealth is not Bill Gates. It's like any person living in America.
Mm-hmm.
The poorest person in America is richer than 95% of the rest of the country, of the world.
Yeah.
The poorest person in America lives in more square footage than the average European. Not the poorest European, but the average European. So you can imagine what the poorest person in America, the living conditions they have over the rest of the third world.
Mm-hmm.
We're wealthy, but we can't trust. We can't be strong in our wealth, strong in our intellect, strong in our abilities Our strength as believers must only be in the Lord. So he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And the verse goes on to say, put on the full army of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. You got to be clothed.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be clothed and ready for battle. Just put on your armor,
right,
so that you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are not able to stand because they act like the enemy's not real. They act like he doesn't have any plans.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're not in a spiritual war. It's like, hello, there's a war going on here.
Exactly.
There's a war going on for the hearts and the souls of men. And God's called us to be overcomers. But you can't overcome what you refuse to acknowledge is happening in the spiritual realm every day. The devil hates you. He is your enemy. He's not your friend.
That's right.
And the Bible says that we can stand against his schemes. Schemes is a systematic plan. This is how you define a scheme. A systematic plan of action. Secret, devious plans. A chart or a diagram. Maybe you've never thought about it this way, but maybe the devil has a systematic plan, a chart,
mm-hmm,
to take you out.
Mm.
Maybe you've reviewed times in your life where you realize, wow, man, this, even from birth, it was a strategy to take me out. I mean, 50 plus about a million children are not here today.
That's right.
Maybe things happen in your childhood or things happen later as an adult, or you look at, you know, bad situations that just happened. You realize, man, what happened there? What happened in my life? And, man, we should have died there, and I should have died there. I remember myself one time, we got rear-ended by this tractor trailer, and I happened to be sleeping as a young child. Maybe I was a preteen or something like that. I don't remember. My parents were coming back from Coney Island, some, you know, outing we did as a family over the summer. And that was in the days that people didn't wear seatbelts and just kind of piled in. And I'm sleeping in the back of a hatchback car. I don't know if you remember those as Datsuns.
They had
a hatchback. And I'm sleeping back there as a preteen and just passed out. And we're at a red light, maybe like 20 minutes away from home. We've traveled all over New York City now. We're just about home.
Mm-hmm.
And a tractor trailer comes and hits the back of that car where I'm sleeping in now.
Mm.
And it literally hits the car. My dad actually saw him. He said later, he kind of just hit the gas a little bit. You know, he was, mm-hmm, able to just propel because he saw the guy was not going to stop.
Right.
And he hit us, and we almost went into the oncoming traffic. My dad was able to steer it into the median. And praise God, let me tell you something. It's an absolute miracle that I didn't die that day. It is an absolute, mm-hmm, miracle. My brand new Reeboks, I remember, were pinched in the back of the car. Couldn't get my Reeboks out. At minimum, I should have no legs. All the glass from the back of the hatchback. A hatchback is a, if you don't know, has a car that instead of having like a trunk, it's a glass trunk, if you will. I don't know how.
Yeah, most trunks, it's the back glass of the vehicle.
Yeah,
it's a trunk and the back glass, basically. Yeah.
Well, that whole glass came shattering on top of me.
Mm, right.
The whole glass. I didn't have a single broken bone. I didn't have any stitches that I can recall or anything like that.
Wow.
And it's an absolute miracle that I didn't die.
Mm.
And you think back and you say, was that a scheme? Was that a plan? Was that, mm-hmm, something that you know, could have happened to take me out? And,
mm-hmm,
there's so many situations like that maybe people can say, but listen, if you're not aware, those are ones that we know. What about the ones that God has just supernaturally protected us from? What are the spiritual ones that we have faced where you've been taken out, been set up, if you will, and used by people? People don't even know that they're being used. They don't even know that they're being used to take you out. Let, mm-hmm, me tell you something. There's a plan, a systematic plan.
Mm.
And that verse continues to say is this, that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against the authorities, against principalities. I mean, listen, it's, mm, a spiritual battle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual battle. It's not an individual. It's not a person. But the enemy is working behind the scenes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And verse 13 says, put on the full armor of God. And listen to this. So that when, not if, so that when the day of evil comes,
Wow.
you may be able to stand your ground.
Wow.
That's good.
I mean, you think about it, it's like you're saying, like the devil forges, or it's just no weapon forged against me. And it's just like you think about that strategic design, and it's just like you can picture, it's just like the devil and the demons with him or whatever, like they're strategizing. They've got a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D to go through all to take you out. And it's just like, and it's just that encouragement of just knowing the fact that he that's in us is greater than he that's in the world, because God sees all that. And he's, you know, the devil does not have something on God.
Yeah.
God's already one step ahead, and he sees all that. And it's just, that's why it's encouraging, because he says, I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah.
And I've come to bless you and restore you from those moments that the locusts have devoured. And it's that encouragement of just like, our strength is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone.
Yeah. You know, and the caution for young believers is that, you know, full of zeal and life, you got to have some wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil is an ancient foe. He's been at this for a while.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, you know, he has a lot of old tricks, but you don't combat him with zeal. You know, you don't combat him with haste. I heard someone say that you kind of come against the enemy like an electrician deals with electricity. You don't, you're in control of the electricity.
You're cautious.
But you're cautious of it. Mm-hmm. You're aware of it. And there's people walking around, believers, like there is no
it's oblivious.
Yeah, oblivious. Like there is no spiritual warfare at all. And the truth is that just being aware of it, you know, I was having this conversation with you, Pat, the other day, that, you know, things in right now, and you think about what's happening in the country and the world, things are so fragile. Things are so, you really just need to pray. You need to pray, and God is moving on the scene, and there's wonderful things happening. But there is a people that are living like there are no consequences to anything.
Right.
Like, listen, it's a time to walk humbly and low, and to understand that, listen, the enemy prowls like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour.
That's right.
And if you're not connected, if you're not part of a fellowship, if you're a lone ranger, if you will, you're going to be taken out.
That's right.
You're going to be taken out. So he says, listen, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, and there's a day that's coming, You may be able to stand your ground. You understand that if you're a believer in God, God has given you a ground. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and he's your Lord and Savior, you have a ground.
Mm-hmm.
You have a ground in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a ground in your business. Maybe you have a ground in your ministry. Maybe you have a ground in your community. God has given you a place. You have a ground, a territory, where you've staked a flag for the kingdom of God, if you will, and you got to stand your ground.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't give in. You can't fall asleep, because he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy comes to take that piece of ground.
That's right.
He's coming to take that place. So don't wimp out or give in, because the Bible says that after you've done everything, stand. You got to stand to the end. And I'm encouraged, and we can still be encouraged, that no weapon forged against us will prevail, but just with the wisdom of understanding that there is a weaponry that is forged, it allows us to walk humbly. Listen, the safest place that you could be is in walking in humility and in the fear of the Lord. I mean, if you have anything to pray for yourself, ask for those two things all the time. Those are my two biggest requests.
Day.
Listen, don't pray for those two things for me. You know, don't waste time praying for nothing else. That's what I tell folks. Because it's the safest place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's the safest place to be. You know, and of course, the will of God.
Yeah.
Because God's doing some amazing things. And I'm telling you that there is a great awakening coming. There is revival coming. Listen, it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. And you want to be in the game. There's nothing like not being ready to play the game, not be in on the front lines. God's doing a fresh thing. And greater is he that's in you. But you have to know. You have to know, and you have to be aware that there is a weaponry and a plan and a strategy. And if you stay close to God and you abide with him daily, God will reveal these things. And none of these arrows will fall straight to the ground. They'll have zero effect on you, because you're standing strong and you're plugged in to God, because you're abiding every single day. You don't have a simple plan. You can request one for free. Go to iabide.org. Get your plan today and stay connected with the Lord. And listen, you're seeing some weaponry that has just been forged against brothers and sisters, and you can't walk around like you don't know something that's happening.
Yeah.
And it's so important because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you think about it, that this forging requires a hammering, a making, a creating. And, think of a blacksmith who's beating on something. It's a systematic plan. It's a systematic plan designed to take you out, to stop what God is moving forward in the kingdom.
Yeah, that's powerful, John. You know, that's exactly what I was seeing when you were talking about being forged. You know, it's not this. A lot of times we look at the enemy's attacks as if it's okay. Now this big huge thing has just happened to us. We just got taken out, but we missed the small steps that it took to get us to that point.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're talking about, it's the beating. You know, when you go to forge a sword, you know, it's this big clump of metal that you began to heat up, then you began to beat. You cool it down.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, you heat it back up, you know. So you're going through this big, huge process that turns into, you know, which we're reminding of that song, a slow fade. You know, mm-hmm. we're missing this process because we're waiting for this big, huge thing to happen. But all the while, slowly,
you know, like the frog in the pot being exactly. boiled.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking for the knockout blow. And he's taking you out blow by blow.
That's right. Little by little by little.
Right. The word says that you read earlier is that, you know, it's the armor, that the shield of faith that puts out the fiery darts of the enemy. Mm-hmm. It's plural. It's darts. It's more than one. It's not just a big, huge dart, you know, that takes you out. It's several, you know, mm-hmm. One right after the other.
That's right.
You know, and then one of the other things that really stuck out was, you know, once you've put on the full armor of God, then you stand.
Yeah.
You be still and know that I am God. Once uh-huh. you've done all that you can do, you stand and then see what God is going to do. That's all we can ever do, just do what we can do and trust God with the results.
That's right. And it's so powerful what you're saying, because the other aspect with that, along with that, I'm hearing you say that, is you got to have some wisdom. You got to mm-hmm. have some practical wisdom. And you don't go and you don't pick a fight with the enemy.
mm-hmm.
And you don't put yourself in a place where you're a lone ranger. That's why the importance of family and having real relationships in your life that will help you and come alongside of you. A cord of three strands is not easily broken, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible says, pity the one who falls and has no one to pick him up.
That's right.
And if you're out there doing your own thing, listen, you're just prime target to be picked off.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a prime target to be picked off. Mm-hmm. And part of being together in fellowship and mm-hmm. walking together in our journey with God is to develop transparency relationships where we can bear each other's burdens, fulfill the law of Christ, where we can
right.
talk to each other and share.
This reminds me of what Nicole said the other day. Remember, she said she heard that message about Paul having a Timothy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized that she didn't have a Paul in her life. You know, she needed that discipleship, and she needed, you know, somebody speaking to her life to give her that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a spiritual mother, a yeah. spiritual father, someone that
she sought one out.
Yeah. And that's important because we all need somebody. You need somebody.
Yeah, there's no lone rangers in the kingdom of God.
Mm-mm.
No man's
You're
an
just
island.
A target.
It says iron mm-hmm. sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. You know, we need that person with us that's going to challenge us.
And say, knock it off.
Mm. Right.
Knock it off and stop doing foolish things. It's making you susceptible for an attack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is some wisdom that you can take. Knowing the fact that you can be attacked causes you to walk a little bit more alert and cautiously.
And humbler.
Oh, much humbler. Sure. But additionally with that, you can have someone in your life to help you to say, I don't think it's a good idea to be walking in a landmine mm-hmm. without any armor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a good idea to walk in a landmine alone. I don't maybe mm-hmm. think, you know, and at least wisdom in that regard. And also to pray for you.
You know, I think about, it's like as we're talking about the fact that, you know, the devil knows our weaknesses. And just like what Chris is saying, it's just like it's those small attacks that lead to that that end movement of just, or that end attack of taking you down. And in James 1, he talks about that. It's just like those trials and temptations that lead up to it. in James 1, verse 13, he says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Mm. You know, the devil knows our weaknesses. He knows those little areas where he can exploit those, and it leads up, because it's that strategy, it's that scheme that he's forging against us. And it continues on in verse 15. He says, then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And it's all of a sudden, it's like you find yourself in that moment when that sin has just consumed you. You're just like, how did I get here? Yeah. When did this happen? And it was like all those little steps, all those little temptations, those enticing sins that you didn't think meant anything, but the devil was just going through his checklist, getting you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said earlier that he knows your weaknesses. He also knows the things that you refuse to give up. Mm-hmm. He also knows those deliberate sins. You know, people act like the enemy doesn't have a realm of authority. He does have a realm of authority. Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah.
It's called darkness. If you go into his neighborhood, darkness.
You go in his hood.
You go in his hood, you're going to have to deal with him. Mm-hmm. And so how do you avoid that? Stay out of his hood. Stay out of his darkness. Mm. You know, stay out of his hood. And you don't have no business going in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless you're going to rescue those in darkness. But you don't have to be, you know, wallowing in the darkness to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wisdom. There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel here, multitude of friends. There's wisdom in all of that. And you can be victorious and you can stand. You can stand. And no weapon will prevail. It won't prevail. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But if you step outside of the covering of God and you want to be the Lone Ranger and you don't stay low, you know, we've been saying here lately, stay low so you don't have to get low. Just stay low. Yeah. Stay low. Help you. Listen, if you have brothers, they'll help you stay low. They'll just tell you, get low. You're high right now. You're high.
Come on down.
If you got brothers and sisters, you know, they'll tell you, come, you know, get down. You're high right now. Mm-hmm. You're high. When things can stand up, you're a target.
Mm-hmm.
You're a target. If you stay low and stay dependent upon the Lord, you'll be able to stand that ground for the kingdom. You'll be able to stand that ground for the Lord. And the kingdom of God will not only have a foothold, will have a place, but it'll continue to advance because you didn't succumb to the attacks of the enemy. And in fact, the enemy is running from you.
Mm. That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.